By my rough calculation, giving wind chill, it is about 75 degrees warmer this morning than it was on Christmas Eve. So today we're celebrating Christmas. The regular Sunday would be the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Since Christmas and today, the church has also celebrated the feast of the first martyr, who was Saint Stephen. They celebrated the feast of Saint John the Baptist, the evangelist, author of the Gospel of John. They celebrated the feast of the Holy Innocents. They celebrated the feast of the Holy Family. And today, as I said, the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And then we had Pope Emeritus Benedict die on Saturday. So it's been kind of a full week. And when we look at linear time, and we look at our life, we have a start date and an end date. Most of us have our birth date. We know when that was. And then we have an end date, which we're not too sure of at this point. That's linear time. And most of us think that way. And yet when we celebrate Christmas, we're not celebrating linear time. I mean, there was a person named Jesus. Clearly in the religious and the Gospels we're taught that, but also in the historical record, the historical data. A Jewish historian in the time of the Caesars, Josephus, wrote about this guy named Jesus. The Quran talks about the birth of Jesus. The Quran, the only book that's named after a woman, is named after Mary, the mother of Jesus. So there's all this data in linear time that talks about the historical presence of this person named Jesus. In the story we read today, we talk about the time of Caesar Augustus and when Quirinius was governor of Syria. There's all these linear time dates. But that's not what we celebrate today. It's not what we celebrate with Christmas. What we ultimately celebrate is mystery. And mystery isn't something we do well with because we can't really get a hold of it. Most of us are comfortable with saying, "This is what I was taught." When I was growing up and I received my first communion and Sister Elfrida said this and that, by gosh, that's what I was taught. My mom and my dad taught me A, B, C, D, that's the way it is. Okay? How well does that work for you? Especially when you embrace mystery. Because mystery isn't about what you were taught. Mystery is about what you are willing to learn. What you are willing to learn. Most of us fundamentally believe that our ability to be at peace is fundamentally dependent on our ability, on my ability, to create and sustain the conditions that are conducive to peace. My security is fundamentally dependent on my ability to create and sustain the conditions that are conducive to the establishment of security. My ability to love is fundamentally dependent on my ability to create and sustain the environmental conditions for that love to happen. That's often what we believe. And that's linear. That's in linear time. Start date, end date, linear time. Mystery is all about a circular staircase around a central axis, and that central axis is love. That's the great mystery. That's the mystery that Christmas brings to us. That's the mystery that the first martyr, Stephen, talks about. That's the mystery that the gospel writer of John reflects on. That's the mystery that is existing in the Feast of the Holy Innocents, or in the Holy Family, or in the Feast of Mary. Because if we look just in closing at really two of the key figures in this Christmas story, which are Mary and Joseph, and Friday was the Feast of the Holy Family, we look at Mary and Joseph. If they had approached this Christmas mystery simply from the perspective of this is what I was taught, would they ever embraced it? Would Mary have ever been, say, be done to me according to your word? Absolutely not. It's like, this isn't going to work. This doesn't fit into my framework. This doesn't fit into my framework. Looking at Joseph for a minute, you know, Joseph never speaks in the gospel. He never says a word. What's the deal? Everybody's got something to say, not Joseph. He's not quoted for anything. But how does he embrace the mystery? Obedire. Obedire is Latin for to obey. To be obedient. Obedire means to listen. Joseph was open to the mystery. He listened for the mystery and then he acted. He acted when they said, don't dump this Mary girl. She's pregnant by the Holy Spirit. That wasn't what Joseph was taught about the way biology works, I'm sure. That wasn't what he was taught. But it's what he was learning in the mystery of God. Take this woman as your wife. Take this child as your son. And then he's told, get out of Dodge. Take the baby and the mother, go to Egypt. Because Herod is out to kill you and the baby and the mother. He doesn't speak. We don't have any words. He listens and he obeys and he goes to Egypt. And again, after a time, Herod's dead. Go on back. The situation has changed. But do you notice how fragile all of this life is? This human life? And how fragile our lives are, ultimately. And yet this mystery, this love around the central axis drilling down, not embracing what we were taught, but more embracing in mystery what we are called to learn. What we are called to learn about life, about love, about family. And that the peace that we experience is not ours to create. The security that we experience is not ours to secure. And the love that we experience is often not ours to generate. My experience has been often in the most difficult, painful, challenging times of my life is when I've learned the most about love, is when I've learned the most about mystery. And there are so many of you here that have lost children. You've lost relationships, of opportunities, of struggle, of pain. That you can't create peace, that you can't create security, and that you can't maintain love. And linearly, when you look at it, you want to despair because you're looking straight into the fragility of life, and yet the mystery that God proclaims through Christmas is a mystery that will sustain you the rest of your life. God does not protect you or I from the painful thing, but God sustains us in all things. We are sustained. We are not protected. Life is tough. Life is fragile. But God is good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain forever. Thank you.